This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian pro-government media are ignoring the Islamic State group's claim of responsibility for the deadly attack last Friday at a Moscow concert hall, instead focusing on unsubstantiated allegations the mass killing was linked to Ukraine. Elizabeth Chernyff reports from the VOA Moscow Bureau.
Russian authorities have shown several men whom President Vladimir Putin himself alleges were caught trying to flee to Ukraine. Analysts have cast doubts on the allegation. Others say the attack will help the Kremlin justify arguments for carrying out a new mobilization and buildup of its forces, which are under pressure after 2 years of full-scale war. With more than 130 dead, the attack on March 22nd goes down as one of the bloodiest in the Russian Federation's recent history. Some now worry the Kremlin will use it as an excuse for Moscow to step up its assault on Ukraine. For the VOA Moscow Bureau, Elizabeth Chernyff, VOA News.
Russia has launched missiles against Kyiv for the third time in 5 days. It's part of an apparent escalation of aerial bombardment of Ukrainian cities as the war stretches into its third year. The front line is largely stationary. Officials say 9 people were injured in the morning strike on the Ukrainian capital. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Balkan leaders at the State Department on Monday to talk about Ukraine and Russia.
People around the world and countries around the world deserve to chart their own futures, not have some other power try to do it for them.
Blinken met with foreign ministers from Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Russia, meanwhile, fired 2 ballistic missiles at Kyiv from occupied Crimea, but city authorities say they were intercepted. This is